we were very fortunate during the war. We never went without food, really, because my grandfather bought a massive great piece of ground near Pageant Road that he wanted to build on, but the council wouldn't let him build on it. And this is before the war he bought it. So what he done, he made it into a massive great garden. And oh, we had everything on there, really. You know, we had rabbit. Has anyone ever eaten rabbit? I bet. Oh, good. Brilliant. Brilliant. But the only trouble is, I'd come home from school and I'd say, there's a rabbit missing. And that night we got rabbit for dinner. And chickens, eggs. The only thing during the war we were very short of were things like butter and cheese. I can always remember being short of butter and cheese. But we had a lot of Americans billeted living in St Albans just before the D-Day landings when we went over to Europe. And we used to scrounge cheese off of them.
That was some of the soldiers who come and did my mum's house back in the time. That's their house. And that's them peeling their veg in the back garden.
Ah. And where was that house?
So that's on the corner of Blackcut and London Road.
Oh, right, okay.
That a lot of Italian prisoners of war worked in St Albans. And one of the things they done, once again going up Pageant Road onto the rough bit before you get to the White Hart Hotel, they levelled all that, and they never put any tarmac down, but then they levelled it and they put a massive great static water tank on there. So if there's any fires, we've got water to put the fire out, but it'll be half the size of this room. And it's about 4 foot deep. Well, when they first made it was beautiful. It made a lovely swimming pool. We were thrown out at there. Get out, you're not allowed in there. St Albans a lovely place to live during the war. We had a lot more freedom than you children have got. I used to go out in the morning when I was on school holidays, 9 o'clock in the morning, and come back 7 o'clock at night. You know, we all done it. I'm afraid to say, for reasons, you've just lost your, you know, freedom. You can't do it. I mean, this was all my play area all over here. I used to have a great time. And during the war, well, we used to collect silly things, the American badges off of their uniform, the Americans were given to us. And I said we used to go and scrounge cheese off of them because I just didn't have cheese. And they used to have tin cheese. I can always remember opening this and seeing this tin cheese. If someone gave it to me today, I'd say, oh, it's awful, but it was beautiful. And the first time when I was at Elmer Road School, and they said, right, we're going to bring everyone a banana. Well, I've never seen a banana. So went to school and they got this banana, but they were dried bananas. And I thought, what is that? It was awful, it was. And for a long while, I really thought, that's what a banana was. It was Brennan, horrible. You know, but food-wise, during the war, I mean, there was none of what you had. Burgers and packets of crisps and all these pizzas. There was just none at all. I don't know what you're all like about eating, but what was put in front of me on a plate, that's why I ate. I wasn't allowed to leave until I ate it. It was none of this, oh, I don't like that. It was, eat it, and that was it. And I think my generation were a lot healthier at the age you are now than what you are because of what we done and the exercise we had.
Your father, was he part of something like Normandy landings or something?
My father, was he part of the landings? Mm-hmm. No, he was already out there or around that area. But you see, St Albans, when we had the D-Day landings, everywhere in St Albans was geared to the D-Day landings. So you had people billeted all up, Americans, English, all ready to go, and all down the coast, by the seaside. But I can remember watching the day of the D-Day landings, sitting outside the Abbey, in the Abbey Orchard, and watching the planes going over with gliders. You know what a glider is? But they all had rings on them, the gliders, being towed over. And they just, it was all day. They were going over all day. It was a sight, but we had quite a bit to do during the war. We didn't have a lot of bombs here. We had a couple, but they were after the Havilland's aircraft place, Hanley Pages.